At WCSG, our bullpen is where your WCSG DJs spend time warming up and getting ready for your family-friendly morning show, the most music for your midday, and the ride home.
I'm Jeremy.
I'm Amanda.
I'm Tom.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Brittany.
Welcome to the bullpen. We're gonna rock down to Electric Avenue, and then we'll take it higher.
All right, welcome to the bullpen. Thanks for joining us, and it is time to get rocking and rolling in a new episode. And one of the biggest things that happened in the last couple weeks, I think, is dividing the entire internets in the world is the Laurel and Yanny thing.
Oh my goodness!
We need to talk about this.
Can we just impersonate him?
Yeah, go for it.
I like how he sounds.
Go Yanny. Do it.
Laurel.
No.
Laurel.
Yep. Yanny.
Yanny.
That's
Yanny.
Very good.
Yeah.
All right. So, what did you hear?
Well, okay, I'll start.
Set it up.
I overheard you and Brittany talking about it out here in the bullpen. I was in the little production studio, and I'm like, what are you talking about? And I come out, and you just like stop saying anything. You're like, wait, no, just listen. Mm-hmm. And you played it.
Yeah.
And I heard Yanny. I totally heard
Me
Yanny.
Too.
Yep.
And I'm like, it's Yanny. And Brittany goes, no, wait. And she goes, go over and look at Jeremy's screen where you had the word Laurel there. And I looked at the word Laurel and you played it again. And now I was a little bit closer to your speaker at this point and I totally heard Laurel. And now I can't hear Yanny again.
Hear
I'm trying to hear Yanny. I can't
See,
anymore.
No, I'm trying to hear Laurel and I can't
really?
At all. I don't know why.
Steve, your team Laurel.
Yeah.
Brittany.
Laurel.
Amanda, is Yanny. Tom, what are you?
I only heard Yanny. Now all I hear is Laurel. I think it's a conspiracy. I think that the government has set this up to occupy us so that we don't think about the things that are important.
To keep us distracted.
Or Facebook set it up because they've had a lot of bad PR lately and they need to switch it around.
Anyways.
See, I was like Steve. Like I heard it when first thing in the morning I saw what this was going on. What is this? I hear Yanny and then I'm like, surely there's people that are hearing Laurel. It's like the blue and white dress, the gold and white dress or whatever.
It's connected to the North and South Korea thing, I bet you.
Oh.
There's something going on we're not supposed to know about.
Don't feed
his fear, Steve. Sorry.
So anyways,
I go buy a month's worth of food now. Laurel, Yanny.
Don't think, just answer.
All right, it's time for Don't Think, Just Answer, and
everyone. I forgot to get nervous about this.
Oh, no. Okay, yeah.
You can now.
Go ahead.
Everybody but Amanda has done this, which means Amanda, today is your day.
Oh, I'm already
Sweaty. Quick reminder, Don't Think, Just Answer gives you 60 seconds to answer as many questions as you can. All right, Don't Think, Just Answer, and go.
Thor or Iron Man?
Thor.
Okay, sci-fi, telepathy or teleporting?
Telepathy.
Sweater, sweatshirt.
Sweatshirt.
Bob Ross or Ross Geller?
Bob Ross.
GIF or JIF?
GIF!
Strategy games or bingo?
Bingo.
Coffee or pop?
Coffee.
Bible Museum or Creation Museum?
Oh, neither. Neither.
No, you gotta pick one.
Bible Museum.
Right. Theme park or water park?
Theme park.
Stainless steel or porcelain sink?
Stainless steel.
French fries or potato chips?
French fries.
Yoda or yoga?
Yoda.
Sweater or hoodie?
Hoodie.
Cable or satellite?
Satellite.
Movie theater or home theater?
Home theater.
Head, heart, or gut?
Gut.
Cubed or crushed ice?
Cubed.
Cheddar and sour cream or salt and vinegar?
Salt and vinegar.
Yes.
Favorite school grade?
10th.
Just 10th.
Or okay. A? I don't know what the right answer was.
That was good. 10th grade. IMAX or iPhone?
iPhone.
Sweet or dill pickles?
Sweet.
Nice.
Wrong. Oh. Dill.
Ooh.
Oh. Red bottom pickles.
I only got three.
So 5 from each of you. That's 5, 10, 15, 21. 21.
All right.
Tied with Brittany.
Power.
I really wish that I had gotten to my next one.
I really wish I had.
Because it was custom for you.
Yeah, I had a custom one for you, too.
What was it?
Buster, Job, or Tobias?
Oh. I do love me some Tobias, but Buster's really winning my heart.
Okay. Yep.
That's all right. What was yours? Brittany, what was yours for Amanda?
I knew the answer to this already. Laundry or grocery shopping?
Oh, man. Oh, hate them both, but laundry, I think.
Yeah. Yep, that's
Which
what
one?
I guess.
Laundry?
Yeah, but now that I'm getting paid to grocery shop, I don't mind it so much.
Mm-hmm.
Also, dill pickles. Also, I loved Iron Man until the last Avengers, and then Thor kind of stole the show.
Yep. All right.
Thunder.
Thanks for listening to WCSG's Welcome to the Bullpen. Yes, we appreciate your support. And as always, you can join the show. We'd love to hear from you. You can email us at bullpen@wcsg.org.
Also, thanks for subscribing, reviewing, sharing Welcome to the Bullpen. This helps us reach more listeners. So if you're listening and just want to do a quick, like, hey, I like this, that helps more people see it. Mm-hmm. Of course, you can find WCSG's Welcome to the Bullpen wherever you listen to podcasts, yep, including wcsg.org, keyword bullpen.
So this is kind of cool. By the time this episode lands, it's going to be the week of the Scripps National Spelling Bee. So, hey, we thought it'd be fun to test some of our spelling abilities. And by the way, if you are looking for something to cheer for during the spelling bee, we got a few Michigan spellers. We want to go through their names?
Yeah, let's go through them one by one. Jack Lado, he's speller number 238. He's right here in Grand Rapids.
Aww. Cool.
Joel Chandler, he's 249. St. Joseph.
Okay. Oh, St. Joe. Yeah. Represent.
Yeah. And then we've got two from Battle Creek, Lila Overbeek and Sager Doobie. Nice. Probably butchering these names, but
Sager,
I'm not.
Sager, S-A-A-G-A-R.
Yep.
He and then like Mick Jagger. Sager.
Sophia Grierson. She's from Ludington.
Sweet. So.
All right. Right.
Be on the lookout for those guys.
That's excellent. Hey, we even have a special guest for this little bullpen spelling bee. You hear him when we're on vacation. He's our boss. The one, the only, boss. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Don Michael.
Wow. That's I'm going to take that and frame it. That was pretty nice. Yeah, I like that. Okay, so we've got the spelling bee we're going to do. And I'm going to start with some easier words, and then we'll go to progressively harder words.
I've got a question. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are we allowed to write these down as we're spelling?
I was going to suggest that. I know normally one is not supposed to, but when we're
you
doing the bullpen.
You can write it in the air like the official spelling bee contest.
It's, that.
It's not
a
video
the letter
thing.
I write.
So since it's not video and only audio, nobody will know if you're writing it down, and I won't tell.
All
right,
go ahead. We need origin, use it in a sentence.
Yeah, I was worried about that. I thought you might ask that. I did look up a few of the words, but some of them I might go, I don't know. You want me to spell it for you?
Okay.
That wouldn't be a good idea.
All right.
Okay.
Fine.
Are you ready then?
Yep.
Now remember, these are starting out easy, so if you don't get this one, like, you've got the walk of shame,
right
buddy.
Away. Yeah.
Set everybody else up for success.
That's right.
Oh, no.
Here we go. The word is occasion.
Oh, no.
Occasion.
Oh, gosh. I can't remember if it's two C's or two S's or both.
That's always the difficulty.
Occasion. Could you use it in a sentence?
Stop it.
I think there's a K in it.
She's trying to get you off
the
rails.
Oh, no. You got me on a...
On occasion, you will come up with a word that you're not quite sure how to spell.
All right. I'm just going to go for it.
Okay.
O-C-C-A-S-S-I-O-N?
So close.
Oh.
Two C's, one S.
No!
Yeah,
I knew it.
That was tough.
All
right.
That was your tough. Parents paid for this trip to Washington, D.C. for nothing.
No.
So I go to Tom next.
Yeah, you
then,
go to Tom next.
I had Steve on my list, but we'll go to Tom.
Yeah, we'll just all go right. around the circle.
Sort of almost the same challenge. The word is successful.
Oh, no.
Successful. Ooh.
I can spell
if
this
you
one.
Spell
can
this
I hop
correctly,
back in?
Tom, you will be successful.
S-U-C-C-E-S-S-F-U-L.
Boom! He got it.
Way to go, Tom.
Didn't even write it down.
And Amanda, I can give you the American or Canadian pronunciation. I'll give you both.
Is it favor?
Dilemma or dilemma?
Oh.
Yes.
D-I-L-E-M-M-A.
Just like she knew it. All right.
Wow,
way to go.
Good job.
Good job. All right, Brittany. Embarrass. Please do not embarrass me by getting this wrong.
Oh, man. I'm such a bad speller.
She's writing it down.
Oh.
But it's even writing it down you don't know.
All right. E-M-B-A-R-A-S-S-E-D.
It's embarrass. No past tense.
Okay.
I'll give you one more chance. Embarrass.
E-M-B-A-R-A-S-S.
You forgot an R, but that's okay.
Two R's, two S's.
All right, so far, man. Jeremy and Britt
and Brittany
are
have
gone.
To go to the little hot tub area.
Of course, it's the millennials.
Yes. Yeah, autocorrect, thank
yes,
you.
Yes, autocorrect.
Oh, aren't you
it didn't
thankful
have the
for
little
that.
Red that's, squiggly line.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, man.
Okay, Steve, your turn.
Yeah.
Glamorous.
Oh,
I
know the song.
I'm going to know it by the song.
Spell it, and then we can sing.
Glamorous.
No, that's
he's
not
distracted
it.
By Fergie.
All right.
Glam, glam.
G-L-A-M-E-R-O-U-S.
Oh, ooh. So close.
What is it? A-R-O-U-S?
Join us in the hot tub, Steve.
Oh, you're right. A-M-O-U-S.
So who do we have? Tom and Amanda?
O-U-S. Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Wow. We went down in the first round. Yeah.
First class. It's Fergie.
Welcome to the shortest portion of Welcome to the Bullpen.
Okay. All right, Tom.
It's down to Tom and it's down to Amanda.
Yeah.
All right, Tom, you are next with Liaison.
Oh, Lord.
Liaison.
L-I-A-S-O-N.
Say it again.
L-I-A-S-O-N.
That's liaison.
Oh.
Liaison is L-I-A-I.
I win.
No, you have to spell your next word correctly.
You gotta get the next word.
What's the prize?
We did come up with one.
How
Applause.
About just the pride and satisfaction of a job well
and
done?
And I will use that
okay.
to my advantage.
All right, here we go, Amanda. This is a real tough one.
Oh boy.
Persistent.
Oh no. Okay. P-E-R-S-I-S-T-A-N-T.
Oh, I am sorry.
Oh, no!
It is E-N-T at the end. So it's back to Tom and Amanda again.
So Tom is back in.
You're back in, Tom.
Get out of the hot tub. All right.
All right, here we go. Okay. Tom, I will think that you are very weird if you don't spell weird correctly. Weird.
No. W-I-E-R-D.
Want to rethink that?
That's wired?
W-E-I.
Oh, you're right.
Sorry.
You're totally right.
Sorry. Yeah, a little too fast, but he goes down. Okay. But you might rise again. You never know.
Okay.
Amanda,
okay.
You have necessary.
Oh, I hate this word.
Everybody does.
Yeah.
I think I've ever spelled this right in my entire life.
I am going... Ooh, this is tough. I've written them both out. I don't know which one is right. N-E-C-E-S-S-A-R-Y.
It is necessary that you won!
Yeah!
All right. Way to be. So proud of you. Well
done. So one C, two S's.
Yeah. Those are tough words, though.
Those are from the most commonly misspelled words,
there
right?
And these are like...
Why didn't you pick the most commonly correctly spelled words?
Because we'd be here all day.
No, but for
maybe.
Real, like if you look at what we've just misspelled, and then
I
these
know.
Kids in the spelling bee, the words are 10 times harder
yes.
than those.
Oh, no doubt.
It totally breaks the I before E rule. I just want to say that. I before
that's neighbor and
it,
way.
That makes it such a weird word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except for words like neighbor and way and weird.
Thank you, Don.
Thanks, Don.
Thank you for having me. That was fun.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
We'll
for coming
you back
by.
Again next time we need to show how not smart we are.
Okay. Good. As long as I don't have to be a contestant, I'm good.
Yeah. All right.
Tell me something good.
All right, you ready for something good? We know that sometimes the news and the media in general can offload some pretty heavy content, so we want to help give you a little bit of a reprieve with some positive and uplifting stories you might have missed. Britt, lead us off.
Okay. So I'm sure a lot of people know this, but some of my members of my family did not, and so I thought I would share this kind of heading into summer when you're doing, you know, trips and things. If you are unaware, you can actually set your smartphone to basically change to do not disturb if you're driving in your car.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if you get a text or a phone call or something, it basically says don't go through. So that way you're not distracted while you're driving, because ew, I'm so sick of hearing about crashes and things because people aren't paying attention because they're on their phones. So if you don't know how to do this, especially, you know, kind of heading into the holiday, summer holiday, if you have an iPhone, the current iOS 11 software, Jeremy, you probably know more about this than I do, but basically in the settings, you can tap do not disturb and scroll down through the different options and basically turn it on. So that way when you're driving, you're not tempted to pick up your phone and send a text or check your email or answer a call.
And doesn't it have a feature too where you can, while you're driving, if you set it, it'll send a text back that says, hey, this person's driving.
It's
they'll
like
get
an automatic
text when they can.
Which
that to me is even better because there are people driving. But if I'm in a situation where, okay, I need a quick response and I send a text, well, if the person's driving, then I don't care if I don't get a response.
Sure.
But if I'm just like, okay, you literally texted me a minute ago. Why are you not responding now to my text? Well, it's because you're driving. I don't care. Put your phone down and drive safely and pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I like that.
I'll go next. So, you know, last week, as of the time we're recording this, another very sad school shooting in Texas. But the administrators of that school, Santa Fe High School, were notified that J.J. Watt, the defensive end for the Houston Texans, is going to personally pay for the funerals of all the victims of the shooting. And don't know much about this athlete, but he has done things like this before. Yeah. He and some other athletes They did a lot for the city of Houston after the, you know, hurricane, mm-hmm. Hurricane Harvey, and they set up flood relief, and that fund raised over $37
million.
$37 million. Yeah, that's yeah.
Didn't he originally, like, he wanted to raise, like, $50,000
yeah,
or something?
Yeah, like, it yes. kept going
and
up
and then it
up
just,
up.
Yeah. And then people, like, celebrities got on board, and mm-hmm. it just
yeah.
went nuts.
Yeah. yeah.
That's so. Awesome.
So, I mean, I'm reminded of, you know, Mr. Rogers saying, look for the helpers, you know,
yeah.
whenever there's sad, you know, circumstances, tragic circumstances. So I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah. Well, and piggybacking on that, I read another story too of a woman, a substitute teacher, one of the victims of the shooting. She was working several jobs. Substituting was one of them because her husband had an illness and she was trying to raise money for that. Well, she passed away, but people like heard about her story. And so they have a GoFundMe now for her husband.
Oh, wow.
So his treatments are going to be paid for.
Good.
It's very sad that she lost her life.
Right.
And I'm sure he wouldn't trade any
oh,
of this.
Definitely.
Oh,
but,
right,
definitely.
But
to not
people,
have that added burden.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So wow. looking for the helpers.
Yep, absolutely.
Wow.
Good story, Steve.
Yeah. I'll go next.
Yeah, go for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I got a story of a little girl. She's 8. She's got a rare genetic disorder, and her mom was looking for a way for her to get back and forth to the hospital, which was in Boston, about an hour or so away from where she lived. Mm. So she posted on Facebook that she was looking for information on how she could get her daughter to and from because she couldn't do it. And this gentleman who owns a limousine service stepped up, Steve Hippoletto, and said, you know what? I can do that. So
Aww.
Now she is riding back and forth to the Children's Hospital
wow.
every week in style in a big old limousine.
Oh, that is so cool.
Does she pop
like
out of the top?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. And I guess her and this gentleman have become pretty close friends. And he just really felt touched by what she was going through because he had a similar story when he was a kid. He had to go to the Children's Hospital and his mom had to drive him back and forth. So he really connected with her and they forged this awesome relationship.
Oh,
so,
that's so
yeah,
cool.
Very cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Good story.
Yeah.
All right. I'll go next. Mine has to do with, you know how sometimes you might find like some money or you might find a valuable laying around and then you always have that conflict in you like, do I keep this
right.
or do I try and return it? Well, this is a story kind of centers around that. Most people tend to associate like buried treasure with pirates, but for one New York couple, they were flabbergasted when they found themselves with a rusty old safe containing $52,000 in cash and valuables.
Oh, my word.
And
you just bought a house. I'm digging up the backyard.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, here's the thing. The safe had been sitting in their yard for years. They thought it was like a power box, like part of their house.
Oh, right. Oh.
Because it was covered in foliage. And then after some animals had like eaten the foliage away, they realized that this thing was there. They call a landscaper. The landscaper comes to redo the foliage and realizes, no, this is a safe. So they crack it open.
Lord.
They find all these jewels. $52,000 in valuables. Well, also inside, there was a name and an address.
Darn.
Jimmy Hoffa. No.
Their neighbors. It was their neighbor's safe. What had happened is they had been robbed in 2011.
Oh, wow.
And apparently whoever robbed them didn't get far with the safe. It landed in their house, like in this bush by their in their house. And so they return it to them. And sure enough, they said, yep, there was a police report filed. And so thank you for all of our valuables back.
Yeah.
The family who found it hasn't gotten a reward yet, nor do they want one. They just said, you know what? It wasn't even a question. It wasn't ours. We just needed to give it back.
Oh, man.
That's
but next
beautiful.
Time there's a like neighborhood barbecue, they're buying the meat. Oh,
yeah, no kidding.
You know?
I mean, you know they claim that for their insurance. Like, you know, they probably got reimbursed for what
I imagine
stolen,
so. Yeah, so. But I mean, that they didn't know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so.
Obviously.
But just so many different factors in there just to lead up to the story. I thought that was interesting.
And what happened to the person who, like, robbed them? Like,
I imagine they got away.
Got 5 feet with my treasure. And,
well, and I wondered if maybe they tucked it into the bush and said, I'll come back later for this.
Yeah.
But then it was just too scary of a situation.
It's
they
like
just left it.
Like I am only making one trip in from the grocery store and you've got like 20 bags in each arm and you're like I can do it. You get halfway to your door and you're like no I cannot, and so you have to leave some behind. That's probably what happened.
He's got a big TV.
Yes.
All this other stuff.
Wow.
Oh, that's cool. Huh. Good. I guess I'm last, huh?
But not least.
Well, no. I mean, I'm the spelling bee winner.
Yeah,
that's
so.
True.
A 93-year-old man from Ohio recently wrapped up his 7 decades of golfing with his first hole in one.
Yes.
Wow.
Ben Bender is his name. And he says the Lord knew this was his last round of golf and he got a hole in one. He said, I couldn't believe it. He was in awe watching it. He couldn't golf anymore because his hips started hurting.
Oh,
and so that was like the last hole of golf he ever golfed. Says he started playing when he was 28, and he said, I'm sad to be giving up the game, but I can't golf forever. So he's been golfing for 70 years, never had a hole in one, got one, and he's like, done.
But that's a good high note to end on. Yeah.
I imagine this, you know, young 28, 30-year-old man really getting into the game and starting to enjoy it and just saying, someday, the day I get a hole in one, I'm retiring from golf forever. Right? That'll be my last hole.
And
I won't even finish.
Why the Lord kept him on the earth for 93 years. You know, he knew he had to get that.
Oh, sweet. It's kind of like that episode of Seinfeld where George Costanza always wants to leave the room on a high note with a laugh. So he tells a funny joke and then he just walks out of the room. Right.
Or it's like how Jerry won the foot race in high school. And ever since then, they were like, run it again. He's like, I choose not to run.
I thought you were gonna say it was the episode where George, there was a golf ball stuck in the whale.
Yes, the whale thing.
Yes, the whale spout. Right.
Yes.
And Art Vandelay shows up. And there's
classic.
Good times.
All right, time to wrap things up. We'll be back in 2 weeks with a brand new episode. And thanks to Dodd Morris again for making us sound good behind the board. And now let's close things out with a deep cut. Steve, it's back to you. What'd you bring?
Okay, well, the Grey Havens is the band. The song is Ghost of a King. Shout out to my nieces, Lakin and Avery, who actually exposed me to the Grey Havens. I'd not heard of them. Yep.
Lakin. Cool
name. Lakin and Avery. Yep, they're sisters. The name Grey Havens, if you know anything about Lord of the Rings, like Tolkien, that's pretty significant, the Grey Havens. And
Amanda's shaking.
I don't remember what that is now.
Okay, so it's basically, it's kind of like sort of his version of heaven, you know, like the shores where you get on the ship and you leave to never come back to Middle Earth kind of thing. So that's the Grey Havens. So, yeah, but the band, they have this kind of mythic feel like to in their lyrics and in even the music. And they speak to kind of like these unseen realities and you know, like we have these brushes with the transcendent if we have the eyes to see. And the, you know, like if we
this
can...
sounds deep, man.
Yeah, wow.
Well, I don't know. That's what I take from it. But anyway, this song kind of gets to that idea of an encounter, you know, and sort of biblical metaphors of like streams in weary dry land and this kind of journey feel. So anyway...
Like that Don't Stop Believing feel, like different journey
Not that journey. The journey of life, yes. And like, you know, how scripture talks about, you know, dying to live. And so some of that. It's mysterious and haunting and beautiful. And I just like their sound. So this is Ghost of a King by the Grey Havens.
Good. Looking forward to it. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Amanda.
I'm Tom.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Brittany.
Welcome to the bullpen.
Met a ghost of a king on the road when I first fell. Fire burning to my knees I fell. Met a ghost of a king on the road. Words of fire. He said, you are a lonely soul with a heart of stone that rakes against your thirsty bones. Such a lonely soul. Said I can show you what can save you, but we need to go where no chariot can take you, where the river meets the sand. There is water that can quench your thirsty bones and make you make you well. So I followed the ghost of a king with every step I tried to see beyond for a trace of the riverside. But restlessness was my prize. And then we came upon a golden shore. But the voice of fire wasn't coming from a ghost no more. My heart of stone came alive when my eyes were opened up and I saw that I had come where no Beside the river, and I drank until I drank
until. I put deodorant on today. I did too, but
I figured out how to use my deodorant.
Yay! It's not hard.
I realize I've been putting it on too hard.
The pressure causes you to sweat.
Puts too much on, or it clogs the pores, or something. I haven't had any issues since I started
putting
it on lately.
You want your sweat pores clogged?
What do you use?
I don't know.
Isn't that what deodorant does?
I don't know. This is what's working for me at the moment.
Yeah, you're supposed to just jam everything up in there.
I just put some duct tape.
Tiny mini, if you were to like magnify it, it'd be little corks inside every pore.
Okay.
But then how do we lose them at the end of the day? Always reinstalling them. Out.
Can we just agree one of the grossest things ever in the history of the world?
Man armpit hair?
Man armpit hair that has white deodorant in it.
Oh, yeah.
Chunks of it.
Caked
yeah.
chunks.
So
I don't ever have
gross.
That.
Big, do you think that guy...
Curly man hairs on your secret?
Oh! And then you can keep it if you've done
yes,
it.
That's right. All lines, like hair lines all over.
Gross, I'm dead.